So there's a very clear chiluk in the Lashon HaMishneh between the Reish and the Sefer. The Reish is talking about any kind of kan, and the Sefer is talking about Dafka Makdish. In the Pshat, the Poshet Taich, in the difference between the Reish and the Sefer, is very simple. Really, the Gemara Bava Basra says that there's a big nafka mina between a moicher and a makdish. Moicher, we pask in moicher is b'ayin roh moicher. When a person sells, he sells with an ayin roh. That means he doesn't give the buyer the benefit of the doubt. Adarabah, the seller maintains for himself everything. And only which is explicitly part of the kinyan that he sells. Right? By makdish, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, there's a din makdish b'ayin yofi makdish. So the areas of gray by Hegdish go to Hegdish. It's negate to many halachas. Negate to liknois leiderech, negate to what's included in the sale. So the bazilach zeh poshet. Stam a chayrish, stam a forest. Person buys a forest. It's primarily for the wood. It's not for the leaves and for everything else. So if a gizber would go and buy a chayrish, so then we have to come on to the das of the moicher. Somebody who sells something to Hekdish is not called a makdish. He's a regular moicher. Somebody who sells to Hekdish is the same ayin roh like any moicher. Doesn't make a difference if the recipient is Hekdish or the recipient is anybody else. There's still a din of moicher by ayin roh moicher. By Hekdish, if you're being makdish, then there's a din of makdish by ayin yofi makdish. And the other things that fall off, the leaves and other things that are not mamash mechubel, would not be included in the sale. And therefore, it makes a chilek in halacha. If a gizbar went and bought a chayrish, then there wouldn't be me'ila on these things. Only on the actual etzim. And that's why the sefer is meduyik. The sefer doesn't say no longer like the reisha, ha-kanship reishilin shel hekdish, ha-chayrish shel hekdish. Dafka, if the field was acquired to Hegdish through a Magdish, that he included everything, over there there's a din. That's the way you have to learn the Mishnah. Okay, anyway, I'll call upon him. The Gemara now goes into a sugi of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says like this. Itma, Avodah Kechovim Shenishtabro Meileho. If you have an Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah broke. Nobody actively broke Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah broke on its own. So there's a concept called Bitl Avodah Zarah. Bitl Avodah Zarah means that if a goy takes an Avodah Zarah that he owns and he does a maisa, right, or he makes an explicit dibur where he says, this Avodah Zarah is bottle, I'm not going to worship it, it's not an Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is mutter. A Yisroel can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, but an Akum could be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. So, what's the halacha if it breaks by its own? So the Gemara brings down a machlekes of Beichan Rishlokish. Beichan says Asura, and Rishlokish Amar Muteres. Rav Yechanan holds it doesn't work. Even though the Avodah Zarah broke, it's still also Bahanoia, until there's a Bidl. And Rishlokish says that it's mutter. Rabbi Yechanan says Asura, because the bottom line is, Loi bitlo over kechov, the goy wasn't mevatla. So even though the Avodah Zarah broke, and it's in a very pitiful matzav, doesn't matter. The Jew, Lemaisa, wasn't mevatla Avodah Zarah. The goy, Reish Lakish says muteres. He says it's muter because there's a svara. Neymar omar, higufo loi matzlo, didi matzlo li. The same svara that Avraham Avinu told Terach. Obviously, Reish Lakish is saying good. Because Avraham Avinu used the svara. So Reish Lakish is really saying Avraham Avinu svara. Avraham Avinu told Terach, the Getchka can't save itself, so what are you worshipping it for? So obviously it's a good bit of Avodah Zarah. That's Reish Lakish's svara. That the Goy would say this. Okay, so now, very unclear what this Machlokes is telling him. Are they arguing in logic? Does Reish Lakish hold that the Goy would still worship, does a Biechna hold the guy would still worship this Avodah Zarah? Is this like Yishalom Midas? Is it because the guy doesn't know that it broke? And Rabbi Yochanan holds that we need Yush Midas, we need that the Goy should act, because that we know is a clear Beferish Yisugya, that a Akum that was Miyayish from his Avodah Zorah, it's Bottle. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, if he explicitly is Miyayish from it. So then it sounds like this is like a Yush Midas Machlekes. But we know that by Yush Midas we pass him like Abaya. We pass him that Yush Midas is Loyavi Yush. And Rish Lakish doesn't argue with that. So you can't just make it very simple to Machlekes of Yush Midas. Furthermore, as we'll see, there's a Machlekes Rishonim whether this is even talking Shalom Midas. We'll see. Not everybody agrees that this is even the case of Shalom Midas. But the Gemara is very vague at this point. The Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, the Avodah Zorah is permitted. According to Rav Yochanan, the Avodah Zorah is also. The Gemara says, Eisvei Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. L'chayr our Mishnah is a raya to him. What's the raya from our Mishnah? Because it says in Mishnah, Hakan Shabroi Shilun Shil Hegdish, Einenin Vein Moelin. There's no Hanor, there's no Isser, but there's no Dinim Me'ile. Sheba Shero, by Avodah Zorah, Yat is Bekone, and you could have Hanor from it. So Rish Lakish says, why could you have Hanor? It's Avodah Zorah. Why could you have Hanor from the nest? My love did for me gufa. The nest was made from the tree itself. Right? And uktoni yat is bekona. It says clear, you could knock it off the tree and have hanor from it. The Gemara says, loy, daisi eitzim meyom. Really, it could be that the wood was brought from elsewhere. The wood wasn't brought from the tree itself. The wood came from elsewhere. Also, it's unclear in the Gemara, is this a Vadai or a Sofek? Meaning, is the Gemara saying that according to Rav Yochanan, it's possible that the wood came from elsewhere? Or is this only a case where explicitly you know it came from elsewhere? What would be stam? You find a Kan Baroi She'ilon, according to Rav Yochanan, you find a nest on Avodah Zorah tree. Could you have Anor from it? So here seems to be a Machlekes Rambam and Ravid. We asked the Eilim to look up this... Machlekes Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says clearly, Hakan Atzmo Sheberoisho Muter. The end of the Halacha. Mipnei Shehoif Mevi Eitzov Mimokoy Macher. So the Rambam is very clear that the Rambam holds that stamets muta, because that's the way it does it. Mipnei, because shoif maybe yitzav mimokamach. If you look in Raivad, the Raivad argues with the Rambam. Omar Avraham, what did he add on the Rambam? Dafka shehevi mimokamach. What did the Raivad add on the Rambam? L'chayr is saying the same thing the Rambam is saying. No. What the Raivad is saying on top of the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying the nest is permitted because mistame, because the bird brings the wood from you. You could assume the bird brought the wood from elsewhere. The Raivad is saying it's not true. It's lav davka. Could be it didn't bring it mimokamach. Azay zokta. Now, the very same Rambam, you should know, in Hilchas Me'ila, holds by hektish taka, the way this pashtus of the Mishnah is loinanin, he says you can't have anor from the nest. And actually, if you look in the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos that we brought down here as well, the Rambam says, brings down first, Yedua hi she'ashera asura ba'anor k'moshiz bayer b'shlishi misechas Avodah Zorah. V'amayim ha'baloch hazu is talking about the kan atzmei shebonei yoif be'etzim v'asofim shemevi mimokom acher. U'lefikoch says the Rambam, Loinenin v'loi moyalin kishu b'shel hekdish. Avol ba'asher umutu likach oise ha'kan me'roi she'asher. And this follows the way the Rambam paskins. So the Rambam holds that Lagabi Hektish is Taka Asu. And Lagabi Avodah Zorah, the nest itself is permitted. So we see several issues here in the Shitas HaRambam. Number one, we see that the Rambam holds that Storm is Mutter. And number two, we see that the Rambam is making a distinction in Halacha between Hektish and Avodah Zorah, which we'll see whether that... Although when you read the Mishnah, it sounds like that's the way the Mishnah reads. But as we go through the sugya, we'll see that the Gemara seems to come out not like that, because the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, you have to go into the Shita Mekubetzes now, because the Girs in the Gemara is a little bit off. The Gemara says, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, so it's Aleph, the Shita Mekubetzes says, Deka nami diktoni gabi hegdish loinenim v'loimoyel. It must be that the bird brought the wood from elsewhere, because if you're going to tell me the bird took it from elsewhere, and with that it made the nest, because it's not part of the original tree that had kedusha. Why is there no din meila? There should be meila. It's a part of the hegdish. There's no escape. By Avodah Zorah, we could say, well, you know why it's permitted? Because it's Avodah Zorah Shenishtabru Meileo. At least we have an exit. That's how Rish Lakish was learning. Rish Lakish was learning the Mishnah, that the reason why you could have Anor from the nest itself is because since the bird broke it off the tree, so it's like an Avodah Zorah Shenishtabru Meileo. So Avodah Zorah Shenishtabru Meileo is Mutab Anor. But Lagabi Hegdish, you don't have such an exit. Even Rish Lakish agrees that Hegdish Shenishtabru Meileo or Nishtabu Biyadayim is also Bana. So the Shita is learning, that's what the Gemara is proving. It must be it came a Alma, because it came from the tree itself, then there would be a Demila, even if it broke it off the tree. Says the Yerushalmi, Midialia. Maybe we could say, maybe we're talking about this is what grew from the tree afterwards, the Kusavi, he was like the Mandoma, Imil and Bigidulin, which we learned. So now we go to the gears of the Shita Mekubetzes. That really Rabbi Yechanan learns that it didn't bring it me'alma. If the Gemara says loyelam the icy me'alma, but if you look in the Shita, he says ma'yat is befroichim. So the Shita Mekubetzes learns ma'yat is yatis means befroichim, only the birds, meaning the wood itself is also tak. Rabbi Yechanan l'shitase. That by Eitzim Shenishtabu is awesome. And Mimela, it's Taka also Bano. When it says Yatis in the Mishnah, it means Yatis is Sofroichim. It means the chicks. Omle Abyankif Rabiyumi, Efroichim kan vakan mutorim. The Efroichim are permitted because they're not part of the tree. Beitzim kan vakan asurim, they're also both by Avodah Zorah and by Hektish. Because Rashi explains they're part of the tree, they're bottled to the tree. The loinaydi, the tzrichin le'ilon, Rashi says. Omer Ravashi, im efroichim tzorich le'imon kebeitzim tam. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the end result, the Gemara doesn't seem to make all that much of a distinction between Avodah Zorah and between Hektish. Now, in order to get a shtickle better understanding of the sugi, we have to understand this whole idea of bitl Avodah Zorah. To get a better understanding in this bitl Avodah Zorah. So I'm going to bring down here machlekes between the Raivad and Ramban in the sugi in Avodah Zorah itself. Same machlekes in Avodah Zorah. Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, Avodah Zorah Shenishtabru Meileho. Okay? Now, I guess before we do this, let's just look at Tosfos Lashon over here. Look at the top Tosfos on your Dalet. Top of the Omud. Muteras meimar omar pirush, says Tosfos. Ho'ivid kechovim sho oivid oiso oimel. He guf aloi matzlo ludidi matzlo bitmir. Vilkoch biyadua shabiklo. Okay, so Tosfos is borer maloloi. Tosfos is very clear that if the goy is on a trip, on a vacation trip, and he didn't see that the Avodah Zorah broke, it would be also. Even according to Rish Lakish. Even according to Rish Lakish. So clearly, according to Tosfos, we can't learn the way we wanted to learn the sugya, that this depends on Yush. Yush shall be das. Because Tosfos is learning that even according to Rish Lakish, it's only where the goy knows. And the goy sees that it's broken. And then he comes to this conclusion. And Take, if you look Take here in Avodah Zorah, the sugya in Avodah Zorah, Daf Mem Beis, so I'll read you a Raivad. Zok der Raivid, Rish Lakish, Ayri Rak Benimtso Bifoneinu. Rish Lakish is only talking about that the Goy is here. and he sees that the Avodah Zorah was broken. But if he doesn't see that the Avodah Zorah is broken, then Havad is also. As I Dr. Rivet. Now, the Ramban in Avodah Zorah doesn't learn that way. Ramban in Avodah Zorah says like this. He says, I don't know, the Gemara throws out a whole wrath against Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is poshut. Rish Lakish is poshut. Everybody agrees Yush works by Avodah Zorah. It's a beferish sugya. It's a beferish mishnah. It says, "Hinichu oivdeh aveinim asidim lachzo." If the people who worship the Avodah Zorah left it and ran away and they're not planning to come back, the Gemara says on Daf Nun Gimel that it's bottle. There's no machlekes over there. Everybody agrees that Avodah Zorah is bottle. Finished. And even the Gemara later, in the next sugi in Avodah Zorah, the Gemara talks about Yush. If a goy nebuch, he runs away, he's miyayish from his Avodah Zorah. The Gemara says over there that that doesn't work. Why? Because he still holds that it's an Avodah Zorah. He's miyayish from his bailus. In other words, he's not going to own it anymore. But it's still Avodah Zorah. But the Gemara is clear. The Gemara says, use a lotion. Mino miyayish, mi isuro lo miyayish. Okay? But clearly, if the goy says, you know what, forget it. This thing, I can't worship this anymore. It's not negeya. Everybody agrees it's both. Frekta the Ramban. So what's the machlekes here? What's the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan? He says, I don't know why the Gemara is throwing the whole, all the kashas on Rish Lakish. Then it's Rabbi Yechanan is posh. Rish Lakish is posh. It's like regular Yush. Now again, especially the way the Ravid is learning, because the Ravid is learning, we're talking about a case where the goy is here, and the goy sees that it broke, and the goy therefore comes to the conclusion that there's no way I'm going to worship this anymore. So if the goy comes to that conclusion, so there should be no issue. That's the Ramban's kasha on Rish Lakish, on Rabbi Yechanan. He says, I don't know why the Gemara is asking on Rish Lakish. I think Rabbi Yechanan is the plea. So he says, the ikal of Rushe, he says, first he brings down the Ravid. Maybe he could say like the Ravid. The Vadai. Ko yish l'das b'teile. Ein achanami. V'bi yish midas, tak a bottle. U'lohochi pligi bin ishtabu ameile. Reshlok yishova b'teile. Kemi shishova b'dayim v'al kochum avatla. He says, this is the machlekes. Reshlok yish holds that it works afilu shaloi l'das. We don't know what it'll be. He says, that's the sugi later on. But then he goes on to say, this you say, ain't kan yush lahatir, the yush loy midas, lav yush, kabi avodah zorah. Okay. This is what he says. So anyway, so this is the vikuach between the Ramban, Tosfos, the Ravid. Are we talking about here where the goy knows? Or are we talking about a case where the goy doesn't know? And the many Rishonim, including Tosfos and the Ravid, learned that Rish Lakish is talking about a case that the whole machlekes is only where we know. If we don't know, then there's nothing to talk about. So if we're going to learn the sugya that way, if we're going to learn the sugi in that way, that the goyitaka knows. So it's not totally the machlekes of Yushalay Midas. So what is the machlekes? Then we're going to have to water it down to a very balabatash machlekes, which is the mashmois of the Ramban. And we're going to say, well, maybe Rish Lakish holds for sure he won't worship it. If he sees it, he says, this is the conclusion he comes to. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Efshanisht. So machlekes and metzias. What is the goy's conclusion? And like I said, if Avraham Avinu held like Rish Lakish, it puts Rabbi Yechanan in a very bad position. Rabbi Yechanan is zichah zegahal. Remember years ago I asked this to Rabbi Yankif. I said, if you learned it, because Rabbi Yankif learned it was a machlekes and metzias. Rabbi Yechanan held, that's why he was medayik also the Ramban. Maybe you still worship it. So I asked him, so Eba Zoe, he come to Christ, he says, Rabbi Yechanan, Avraham Avinu, all like a shlokish. So it didn't bother him so much. He said, no, Avraham Avinu, given a younger kin temels. A shlokish thinks with them. Shlokish argues with him. He was a young boy then. A shlokish could argue with Avraham Avinu's kinderish esvare. Yeah. L'maisa, it's a very balabatish here that we're going to learn as a machlokes and metzias between Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish, what conclusion the guy makes. Does the guy come to such a conclusion? Not come to such a conclusion. Although the Ramban uses that lashon, because the Ramban says that Rabbi Yechanan says that the shvira is not mevatlo k'moishe bitlav. It is a goy atzma. It's not the same bitl. And he says because kol zman shelo bitlo vaday b'fonenu, zokter the Ramban shemo yachzov yatichan v'yasen acheres. It sounds like it's a real sofik. Sounds like it's a real sofek. So to me, the last option that we would use is to taka learn like that, to learn the Ramban like that, and to learn that taka. So machlokes of Yechon and Shlokes, if Yechon holds it's a 60% that the goy will be mavatlet, or Shlokes holds it's a 90% that the goy will be mavatlet. It's a psychological machlokes. It's a very b'dievedik to learn like that. But if we have no ace, I say it milona. I don't even learn the Ramban that way, even though the Diyak is mashma like that. And again, Tosfos is learning here clearly that the goy saw it happen. The goy's here, he sees it. And the Haivad is saying Klar like that. So that seems to be pointing in that direction. That Rabbi Yechanan must argue with that Svara. Seems to be. Now, Bittul Belev, Zichur works by Avodah Zarah. That's the Ramban's Raya from the Sugya of with a miyayish from it, where a goy clearly is miyayish from the Avodah Zarah, that works. And that's not called Dvorim Shebelev. That's not called Dvorim Shebelev. Because Dvorim Shebelev, Einam Dvorim, is, first of all, there's a Ran in Psochim. The Ran in Psochim says that Dvorim Shebelev, Einam Dvorim, is only when it's negeah to somebody else. The Ran in Psochim asks, how can you be mevatel chometz belev? The Mishnah says on Daf Mem Tez, the Mishnah says that you can be mevatel chometz belev. You don't have to say it. So the Ran asks, I dvorim shebelev einim dvorim. So the Ran says, dvorim shebelev einim dvorim is only when you're doing a chalois for somebody else. A chalois klapi yourself, there's no din of dvorim shebelev einim dvorim. Which that Ran grades meduktok in many other sugyas. Because l'moshel we find that you don't need a tnai b'nei Gor b'nei Ruvain, when you make a tanai with yourself. Mishpatei HaTanoyim. The Ramban says that Mishpatei HaTanoyim are only required when you make a tanai on somebody else. When you make a tanai klapi yourself, then you don't need Mishpatei HaTanoyim. Which, by the way, this answers Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Ashita Savudraham, that hold that you can make a tanai by mitzvahs. Right? You could lay in Krishma early and make a tanai that if the halacha is like the Mogen Avrom, I want to be Yotze now, Krishman. If the halacha is like the Vilna Gaon, I want to be Yotze when I read it later, but Tziba with the brachas. Kivega brings it down in Hilchas Krishman, and it's brought down in Mechabel, in Hilchas Sfira Soemel, if the Tziba is counting Sfira early. So the Avudram says that you can make a Tanai and say, count with the Tziba without a brachas. And make a Tanai that if I don't remember later, I want to be Yotze now. If I do remember later, I don't want to be Yotze now. So the Velt Frek, the Kovner Rav, the Dvar Avrom, Rav Shemishkop, what do you mean? Kol milsa de leisa b'shlichus, leso b'tanai. And since a mitzvah shebeguf, like Sfira and Krishma, you can't be mekayim with a shlich, so you shouldn't be able to make a condition. And the answer follows this line of reasoning, that when you're making a chalois klapi yourself, you don't have to come on to b'nei goro b'nei ruvin. And you don't have to come on to mishpatei hatanoyim, when the chalois is klapi yourself. So this is a broader issue. It's a broader inyan. But al kuponim, what's negate the bitl of the zara? We have the Ran Svara that really bitl belev is enough, and Rabbi Yechanan would agree that bitl belev is enough. So we start getting more and more mitzumtzum here. We're stuck. How to learn machlekes of Yechanan Shlokish? Volt nigger ken zogin that you need a dibur, then you could say that's the machlekes of Yechanan Shlokish. Rabbi Shlokish also is enough that there's a kavona to be mevatel avodah zarah. And Rabbi Yechanan holds that you need to actually make a dibur beferish, that is bottom. That would be another option. But that's not an option either. So then what is, how can we learn the sugya here without having this issue of, like the Ramban says, how does Rabbi Yechanan get out of the problem here? So I think that the Bir HaDover here, you could say, is like this. The Reb Rosen Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, the Nezer HaKedosh, and his Sefer on Amila, he has a different idea of a chilek between Hekdesh and Avodah Zarah. This Mahalach, he goes through the sugya with this chilek. He wants to learn, he's the Chivin HaRov also, so he's a Rabbonisha type of Svarah. He wants to say, Hekdesh is a Dover Sheyesh L'matirim. Right? And Avodah Zarah is not a Dover Sheyesh L'matirim. So he wants to say that therefore by Hekdesh, there may be a svara that Roiv doesn't work by Hekdesh. By Avodah Zarah, Kenzayin Roiv does work. So he actually uses this to metaretz the Rambam. That's why the Rambam holds that the nest of Hekdesh is awesome. Right? Even though the Rambam paskins in Ilchus Avodah Zarah that you could use the nest by an Asherah because probably not like the Ravid, because probably it came from elsewhere. That's because by Avodah Zarah, it's not a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirim. So you could rely on Roiv. Mashenke by Hekdesh, it's a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirim. So there's no din of Roiv. That's how the Nezer HaKadosh goes through something. And then he uses this as he continues to navigate the chilek between Hekdesh and Avodah Zarah. And then he says that by Avodah Zarah also, this machlekes. He comes here like this. He says, Ayin b'Rambam shetofas l'dino da'akhan shel asher mutir kemo yishkosa b'perek zayim ilchus Avodah Zarah u'behegdish posak li'isuro. Zokter Azeh. V'nireh, he says, d'ho da'aisi yitzim me'alma d'shitas ha'Rambam hu da'afilu b'stomo muteres t'loy ka'arayvat. Okay, d'afka arayvat sova d'bin in yediyah bruha that it came out of course. He says, "Al kochach ha'rayvit sova yesh kan chumra d'Avodah Zarah v'lo yisamchin in aruba." The Ravid holds that even by Avodah Zarah we don't rely on Roiv. And the Rambam holds that by Avodah Zarah we do rely on Roiv. Rambam sova d'samchin in aruba. He says, and therefore behegdish lo yisamchin in aruba mitam d'Avodah Zarah yesh l'matir. Because mahani chilul, you could do pidyon, right? You could redeem it. You could be shayel behegdish. He says, and therefore, afilu gam kishaloi roinu to aisi eitz me'alma yesh lochus shema not lo'oif me'ilun shalegdesh havidovash yesh l'makir and me'ilutz os. So the achidish, that according to the Rambam by Hekdesh, even if we would have seen that it took wood from elsewhere, he says, a nest is made up of hundreds of pieces of wood, little twigs, little, he says, do we know that it didn't use anything from the tree itself? He says, therefore, the Rambam would hold it's always us by Hekdesh. Even if there would be a vadai, l'choire, he would say it still wouldn't work. That's his approach. And then he wants to say it could be that the machlokes, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, is also whether we rely on Roiv by Avodah Zarah. Really, they both agree there's a 90% chance that the goy was mevatel Avodah Zarah. But Rabbi Yechon knows you need a din vadai, mishum chumud Avodah Zarah, you need a vadai. Just like the Rambam requires by Hekdesh a din vadai, the din vadai that's required by according to Rabbi Yechon. According to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Rish Lakish holds Roiv works by Avodah Zarah. So it's not that they argue in the metzias of what the percentages are, but rather that they're arguing whether you could rely on Roiv or not. Now, Tzchumr Avodah Zarah, the tremendous chiddush that comes out according to the Nezer HaKodesh is that this whole sugya, from beginning to end, is all the Rabbonim. Because everybody agrees that midaraisa you rely on roiv, sai by Hekdesh, and sai by Avodah Zarah. Dover Sheyesh L'Matirim is only the Rabbon. This din that we don't go by roiv by Dover Sheyesh L'Matirim, that's the Rabbon. It would come out that the whole sugya from beginning to end, here and in Avodah Zarah, is all the Rabbon. Huh? No, no, I'm talking about Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah shouldn't establish a Me'ilel. The whole Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Yishlogish, is only the Rabbonim. It's unbelievable Chiddush. That's not the Pashtas, the Sugis HaShas. It's not Mashmah like that. It's the Rabbonim, the Machlekes. Anyway. Wow, what? So what are you telling me? Is Machlekes Rama Ivan and Metzias?
No, I don't maybe the Rambam.
And what does the Ravid hold? What? So what's the Ravid coming to say? Nothing? With Vorecha, what's the Ravid coming to say?
So when the Rambam says, oh, maybe the Rambam is Roy, we have to learn Roy,
not... If not, what's the Ravid saying?
I don't
know. So why are you saying that for? You don't know what the Rambam is saying. You don't know why you're saying it in the Rambam. So why is why? So what are we doing? The bird brings the wood from elsewhere. Usually, it's the way an oif works. An oif does that. Do we know b'yedia? No, we don't know b'yedia. The whole fact that the Gemara goes back and forth. Right? Whether the Khan came Me'alma or not, means that it's not such a Dover Poshet that the bird, unless you say the Gemara also had an Amaratzis in this thing that you're saying. In other words, the Gemara didn't know the olive base that every nest always comes only Me'alma. Elamai, the Chnishta is a Poshet. You follow? Even the Gemara itself is back and forth. Anyway, so I want to be Masbit to you, really. I think that there's a simple underlying Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, which that will mamele answer many, many other kashas. But the other thing is a simple underlying machlekes. And that is, when we talk about Bittul Avodah Zarah, we have to know whether Bittul Avodah Zarah is a chiddush or it's not a chiddush. Meaning, there were two ways to learn Bittul Avodah Zarah. One is that Bittul Avodah Zarah is like Bittul Chometz. Bittul Chometz is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Can't do that by any other Yisrael. Right? You can't go over the piece of chazon and say it should be bought. Can't do that. Doesn't work. Right? Can't go to Ola and say that this Ola should be bought. It doesn't work. Can't do that. Not only that, the things that are nigborim, even Afron is awesome. You can't do that. You can't be mevatel or something. You can break it. You can. So, one way is that just like the Torah was mechadesh by Chometz, that there's such a thing called bittul. And Rashi actually, in Psochim, learns that it's a specific Zeres HaKosov. Rashi says the Torah could have said Tavaru, which is a normal way to describe destroying, and instead the Torah used the Lashon of Hashbosa. So Rashi says, Midichsiv Tashbisu, V'loiksiv Tavaru. From there, Rashi learns without that Posuk, we wouldn't know that Bittul works. It doesn't make sense Bittul should work. Rashi says, but since the Torah used the Lashon of Hashbosa, Shtam Hashbosa Belevi. Hazoizot Rashi. That's Rashi. That means, without that Pasuk, Ketaka wouldn't work. Tosis actually learns differently. Tosis in Pesachim learns that Bittul is Mitam Hefker. Rashi doesn't learn Bittul is Mitam Hefker. Tosis learns that Bittul is Mitam Hefker. In our Nusach of Bittul that we make on Erev Pesach, we include both Shittas. We say, Kol Chamir V'Chamir Dike Birshusi. In the chazite or the chazite gloy chazite in the morning, right? We say we bottle v'lavi hefkel ka'afrodara. We cover all bases. We cover Rashi's bittul. We cover Tosis's bittul. We cover all bittul. Sometimes the machzorim don't touch it properly because they touch it as hefker only. But really, this owning of chometz. But really, according to Rashi, it's a nullification. You're actually saying the chometz is not chometz. Who are you to change the identity of the object? The Torah gave you the power. The Torah said, Tashbisu. The Torah said, you can do it. Right? Tosis learns it's a din hefker. And Tosis even asks, why you don't need three people? Stam hefker needs gimel. Tosis asks, why do you need three people? The Ramban asks, why could you do it belay if hefker needs to be prepared? Right? If you learn it's hefker, it's a different lumdus. But anyway, by Bittul Avodah Zarah, for sure, it's not a hefker. Because Hefker doesn't make the Avodah Zarah permitted. So clearly, Bittul Avodah Zarah is working that you're actually making it Ois Avodah Zarah. So we have to analyze this. Is this like a chiddush in Avodah Zarah that there are psukim that we learn out about Avodah Zarah? You could be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, you could make it in like Chometz, you could make it Afrad Alma. Is that the vault? Or is Bittul Avodah Zarah not a chiddush? It's a svara. It's a svara. Now, what would be the svara? The svara would be like this. The Torah asked Avodah Zarah b'hanorah. Right? The Torah said that an Avodah Zarah also b'hanorah. Right? On that there's no debate. Now, when the Torah said Avodah Zarah also b'hanorah, we can clear what is that issa. Is the issa Avodah Zarah also b'hanorah like Orla, like Klai HaKerem, like Basa B'cholov? It's also b'hanorah. A person worships something. That thing becomes just like if you cooked meat and milk together. Basa Behema B'cholov. Now you made it also b'hanorah. So now when you worship an Avodah Zarah, you made that object also b'hanorah. That's it. It's also b'hanorah. If that's the gather of the Yisr, it should stay like that. Lo'olam v'tishkei. It should always remain also. Just like Basa B'cholov, there's nothing you could do afterwards to cleanse. There's no ethnic cleansing. You can't cleanse the Basa B'cholov. Efshel Seich Toyosa, right? It remains. It's Basa B'cholov. So who Adin Avodah Zarah? Once you worship Avodah Zarah, that's it. It's also finished. Now, the Torah comes as a chiddush. You know what? If you go and you mevatel Avodah Zarah, becomes mutter. Not logical. Then you have to learn it's Gezeiras HaKos. You can go, you can be mevatel Avodah Zarah. But there is another way to learn. The other way to learn is that really, the Avodah Zarah be'etzem, it's not the Avodah Zarah that's also banner. It's more like the Kiddushin from Rav Shimon Shkop. Right? Rav Shimon Shkop told his Rebbe, Rav Chaim, that he holds that he based it on the Sugi in Yevamos, because the Gemara in Yevamos says, Midloi Tafsi Paki. The Gemara in Yevamos says that be'etzem, a nida every month should become a pnuya. Right? You imagine you have to make a chasen every month. The Gemara says like that. The Gemara says there's an extra posik, tihini dusa aleho, afilu bizmani dusa teibo avaya. It's a posik, but if not for the posik. So over there Rashi says, the Rishonim is midloi tafsi paki. And the Avni Meluim talks about this barichas, which means not only is erva mafkia kiddushin at the time that you're trying to be makadasher, but even if she would turn into an erva later, the kiddushin would also be bought. So if Shimon Shkop says, what is the pshat from them? He says, the pshat is because when you make a kiddushin, it's ongoing. It's not a one-time, like lahavdul, the andereveld zol, until death do we part. It's a kesed, the kiddushin is mahavah the whole time. And therefore, says of Shimon, the second it becomes an erev, the kiddushin can't machadash itself. So it ends. Those of Chaim, famous story of Chaim, stuck out his hand to me, he said, mazel tov. He just got married, mazel tov. Because if you hold like your svara. But Lamaise, that was Rav Shimon's chiddush. So by kiddushin, it's a tremendous chiddush to learn like Rav Chaim, like Rav Shimon. And really, it could be, it's totally in a Rav Gusman, the Yisrael that we discussed in the past, whether kiddushin is in Mammon or the king in Israel. It's different way to analyze that Rav Shimon. But Zorah came a Zog in the Zobazach. One way is, like I said, once you worship an Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah becomes also bano forever. Comes the Torah's machadish, there's a Torah's bittul. Mevatel Avodah Zarah. The other way is no. And Avodah Zarah is also b'hanoah, because the Torah said that you're not allowed to have anoah from something which is worshipped. Something which is worshipped, you're not allowed to. You can't have anoah from a god, right? Or something that's associated with that. And the Mela, it's not inherent that you made the object also. The Torah said you can't have anoah lois ishtacha veloem, veloi sa'ovdeim, shakis tishakzenu, saiv tishavenu. You can't have anoah from something which is a god. What defines a god? Something that somebody else worships. Now, once a person worships something, hasmona milsehi, we look upon it as it's something that's being worshipped. It's always worshipped. Until otherwise, it remains a god. But once a person goes to his God, I get this afraskin upon him, he says, "Bistach gonish, you're nothing." And although yesterday I said, Eliyato Voidecho, today I'm saying you're a garbage, you're nothing. So now there's no reason for it to be also anymore. Now you don't have to come on to Achirish that there's a Torah's Bidl, Yemir Mafkiyat. It's a, no, it's not. We're not worshipping it anymore. The Torah said you shouldn't have anor from something which is being worshipped. Both in the process of while it's being worshipped. And so long that as far as we know, it's Oymed Lekach. Oh, so if you learn that way, so then as soon as the reason to say that this thing no longer is Oymed L'Avoda, if you learn, however, that what you have to accomplish is you have to be Mevatalit Bepoil, Belave, Bepeh, whatever, so all the svaros in the world don't help us. Yeah, you wouldn't worship this anymore. Why would you worship it? It can't protect itself. So what? This is the machlekes. Reish Lakish holds the Isur Hanor of Avodah Zorah is because this thing is oimid l'avoda. It's oimid for worshipping. The Torah says you can't have an oimid for worship. So they knew if the thing broke, so it's not oimid for worship. Yeah, because the shikut is from something which is oimid l'avoda. Not oimid l'avoda. So the Meimar Roma is not that we say he said it already. And that could be the pshat why many Rishonim hold that even if it's Shaloi Midas, because I don't need the Goy's Das, all I need is that I look at this thing and I say, you know what, it's not Oymid L'Avoda anymore. Who cares? I don't need what the Goy is saying. It's not telling totally Rabbi Evarov anymore. And I'll tell you more than that. I'll tell you that actually in Tuma, in the Sugi and Bava Metzia, the Gemara has a whole shock of Atari of Yush Lamidas, Havi Yush, Loi Havi Yush. And the Gemara goes into Truma. Shlich Shetoram, Shaloi Midas Balabayas, and then Motzei Balabayas with Klach Etzel Yofes, Truma Se Truma. The Gemara says, how could you take Truma without the person's knowledge? So the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, Yush Lamidas Havi Yush. The Gemara says, no, Tirgema. Basoi shliach. Tigum abaya libe derova basoi shliach. You made him a shliach. Obvious question is, so then why in the world do we paskin sai, we paskin yushal and midas, loy habi yush like abaya. Hilchus akavosei dabaya bi alkagam. And if you look at the Rambam, Hilchus trumas, he paskins that if you mafish truma for somebody, he says, klach etzel yavis, truma say truma. I l'chor is telling yushal and midas. Question all the achronim ask on the Rambam. So one of the explanations is that the Rambam really holds that really you don't need bailus to be mafris truma. You don't need ownership to be mafris truma. Right? The only thing is, toirim shaloi midas, the bailum have a right, they have a schus ikuv. The bailum have a right to say, I don't want you to be mafris. So it's not that you need to be a bailam. The right, you don't have to be a bailam to be mafresh. It's toyna mishaloi al shal chaveroi truma se truma. Right? If you makadish a woman for somebody else, it doesn't work. Even if you use your money, it doesn't work. Right? You need a shliach. You need shlichas. But by truma, the aloha is even without shlichas. If you don't touch the other guy's grain at all, it's time you go from your grain and you're mafresh. The halacha is it works. That's the Gemara in the Dorm of Lamed Vov. What?
I can take from my
on somebody else's truma.
And he doesn't have to.
And then he doesn't have to be mafresh. Toyrim mishaloi al shalchaveiro trumos etruma. And that's how the Gemara paskins in the Dorm. And the Rashba discusses this even. The Rashba discusses this. He says, how does it work? What happened? There's no atam l'daitchem, afshluchachem l'daitchem. So the Rashba says, you don't really need shlichas mamish. That's if you look at the Lashon HaRashba. There in the Dorem Daf Lamed Vov. And what's the pshat? Because really, I can make a chalois truma on somebody else's grain. It's just that when I'm doing it, if I'm using his grain, he has a right to say, I'm a baal boss, I don't want you to touch my grain. I don't want you to affect my grain. So long that he's okay with it, it's not a problem. So when yish lo midas, lo yav yish, why doesn't it work? Because anytime you need something bepoyo, we paskin, you have to have it, Bepoyel. It's not enough that I would, if I would know, I would agree. So by Yush, where you want to be mafkia your bialus, whether you learn like the nesivus, how yish works, or you learn like the tzais, you want to mafkia your ownership from the object. So there we need your das papoyel. We need you to come and say, I'm disowning this object. Because you're creating. By truma, the Rambam held that it's only a schus ikuv the bialim have. And since the sugi nedarim comes out, maybe the Gemara here above Metzia wasn't pleasure this, but in the dorm, the Gemara comes out, Torah Mishalel Shochaveh Trumosei Truma. So the Rambam held, therefore, based on that sugya, Yishalem Midas would work. Because we only say Yishalem Midas Loyav Yish, where the Yish has to create a hafkura. Okay? Oh, but that's good if you learn that Bitl Avodah Zorah is a hafkura from the Avodah Zorah. But if you learn the Bitl Avodah Zorah is just, I'm not interested in worshipping it anymore. So now it's not. There's no reason for the Siba why it was also it's not here. Oh, so Mamela, that's why it's Mamela Muta. Mamela Muta. That's why there's nothing to talk about. Oh, so this will Mamela, you know, we'll just stop here already. I'll let the oil and work on the other party.